This podcast is going to introduce you to the idea of grounding techniques and how you can use these easy skills to help manage anxiety. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health emergency, please contact 911 or 988. Grounding techniques are things we can do to help us stay in the present moment when we are experiencing intense emotions. They can be used during moments of anxiety or panic, or really even just as a part of your daily life. Grounding techniques anchor us in the here and now, and they help us not to focus too far on the future, which is where anxiety tends to live, or in the past, where regret and shame live. So how do grounding techniques work? When we feel anxious, our sympathetic nervous system kicks in and tells us that we are in some kind of danger. Grounding techniques help trigger our body's parasympathetic response, which is the rest and calm part of our nervous system. Grounding techniques help ground us to the present, and they send the message to our brains that we are safe. They're great because they are free, easy to do, and accessible no matter where you are. My favorite and probably the most common grounding technique is the 5-4-3-2-1 method, and this is how it works. Start with some deep breaths to regulate and calm your body. Notice five things you can see right where you are. Name them, either out loud or just in your mind, and you can also describe them. Next, name four things you can feel or touch. You can feel the chair you're sitting on, your feet on the ground, the fabric or texture of your clothes, anything you can feel. Again, notice and pay attention to that. Then, name three things you can hear. Can you hear the birds chirping? Maybe an air conditioning unit, the radio? Name those out loud or to yourself. Next, two things you can smell. If you can't actively smell anything right now, think about your favorite smells, maybe a food or a lotion that you love. Imagine in your mind what it smells like. Finally, one thing you can taste. Maybe it's the coffee you drink or something you ate for lunch. You can even put a piece of candy or gum or something with a strong taste in your mouth. This grounding technique engages our senses to help bring us back to the present and bring calm to our bodies. This isn't the only grounding technique you can use, though. Here are some others that you might find fit your style or personality better. Things like engaging with nature, going outside, taking a short walk, sitting under a tree for a minute, listening to the birds, stomping your feet on the ground, or pressing your palms together, noticing the pressure between your hands, holding something cold like a piece of ice, or running your hands under cold water, counting backward from 100 to 1. As always, these grounding tools are just one way that you can cope with stress and anxiety. They're simple and effective, but there are other ways that can help as well. One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to, or you need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.